usually with injuries, there's the first few days of wallowing in your own despair. But I mean, it's a calf strain. There's a lot worse things going on in the world. You can get through that. And, you know, it was a good time to happen. It's never really a good time to get injured. But, you know, relative to later down the year, you know, I look at it as a positive, being able to, you know, get closer with the staff here, training staff, strength staff. Now we have a really good working relationship after going through all this together. So I think that'll benefit throughout the year, you know, making sure I'm being smart with my body and trying to stay healthy and make it through the year.
That is Joey Bosa. You know what? I think I might have a calf strain. I got to talk to the Bills staff. Get me back on the right track like they did for Bosa. I think I might have a calf strain. I might.
You know, right, can you walk?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like ripped off. It's just strained a little bit. I feel a little thing. Great moment.
Tight doesn't mean strained.
Great moments. Great moments in training camp history. Howard talking to the Bills team doctor on the field here at Grounding Stadium, asking him about a foot problem he's having. That happened. That is the thing that happened. Great moments in training camp history. I got a text, Howard. And what were the
Like it had happened that day, or just like nagging foot pain?
I think it was
in
a nagging injury, and he just got a consult.
So like, you know, my foot's been sore.
Like, I know the doctor.
Weeks.
I know the doctor. Hey, you know, when I do this.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's listening. He was texting me the other day. He's got to pick the bill soon. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. If you want to join us, you can give us a ring. Here, Joe, let me give you the call screener computer so you can log us back in. We get logged out of this thing like we're Desmond on Lost.
I am.
Every few minutes you got
to. For some reason, does anybody have an answer for why I set a screensaver to never turn off and then it still turns off every 10 minutes?
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody's on hold. That's okay. That's on you guys. Call us. 803-0550. Call us right now about something. So I saw a funny thing. Not funny, but FTN Fantasy.
Okay.
And Aaron Schatz had something. Aaron Schatz works for FTN Fantasy. They did season projections.
Yep.
Right? Run all these simulations. Aaron Schatz, FTN Football Almanac. Couple interesting notes out of this. Number one, the Bills finished 12-5, the best record in football.
Okay.
Also finishing 12-5, AFC North.
Baltimore.
And yep. The NFC West. The Niners. The Niners.
Really? I think most are expecting a step back from them this year a little bit.
Maybe.
12-5.
But the interesting thing there is like, okay, Bills and Ravens have the best record in the AFC at 12-5. You know what that means?
What does that mean?
It means that week one determines home field.
Ah, I see. Yes.
No pressure.
Right.
Hey, it's opening day. Winner of this game. Driver's seat for the one seed.
All year.
Because
it's a two-game lead.
It's a two-game lead.
Yeah.
Right? For the one seed.
Yeah, that's what's on the line.
Pretty
right
big.
Away.
He also, Aaron Schatz, listed all the teams and their chance to win their division by how often they won it in all the simulations. The Bills were the number one team to win their division. Like, they won it in the most simulations.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are 8 teams. The least likely to win, but winning the most simulations, was Jacksonville. He has Jacksonville winning the South at 9-8.
Okay.
The second lowest team in likelihood of winning the division based on how many simulations they won was the Kansas City Chiefs.
Love it. Love it.
7th of 8.
I'm feeling that a lot right now. That division should be good. Really good.
Yeah.
Is it less than half, probably, of those simulations?
Yes, it was 48% where they won the division.
Okay. So that is mostly an exercise in the next two teams after them, I think, on paper, have closed the gap in a big way.
Oh, yeah.
And are both into year two of their builds here. Like, it's go time. Like, Harbaugh got a year, and the roster, they had to build it up a little bit, and they've done that to some extent. They found a really nice receiver, and the run game was really strong last year. And then Denver is just loaded. And now you don't have rookie quarterback. You get a year two quarterback, a Super Bowl winning coach. They've got great pieces on defense. Like, for me, there was a gap between Kansas City and those other teams. And right now, on paper, I feel like it's pretty closed. Like, I would still think Kansas City's going to get the respect of, well, they have Mahomes and they have Andy Reid. But the rest of it, like, Denver's roster outside of quarterback is better than the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
So then it just comes down to, well, how much better do you really truly think Mahomes is right now versus Bo Nix?
Their defense is very good. The Bills did light it up in the playoffs, but their defense is good and probably better this year. And there's a game that's like Bills-Saints level of, oh my goodness, what carnage is this going to look like on Denver's schedule? Okay, so Bills-Saints, right? Bills-Saints, I don't know what the spread is going to be. The Saints
18,
are one of the
maybe.
20. The Bills are going to throttle them in week four. Do you know who Denver opens with? Denver's first game of the season is kind of amazing for – I might want to get to that one just to see what it looks like.
Denver.
Denver opens with the Titans.
Okay.
Cam Ward's first ever NFL game
is
going to be against maybe the best defense in football. Nasty, nasty opener. Welcome to the league. If he does well, you know, we'll see. Week one's one of those times where we think we know everything and then – a team wins. The Saints scored 47 in week one last year, and then, you know, of course, were terrible.
Remember, the Bills piled it on late also in that game against Denver.
That's right. It was a game in the third quarter.
3:06 left on the clock in the third quarter. So end of the third quarter, 3 minutes to go. The Bills had fourth down, and they were only up 13-7. Like, the third quarter was almost over.
Until
Ty
Johnson made
that catch. They had 13 points, and they were facing fourth down. But, right, then the Ty Johnson catch, and then the Bills, you know, they pull away after that. So, I expect Denver to be the team that gives Kansas City the biggest run for their money. I mean, the Chargers could do it, for sure, but I'm fried picking the Chargers every year to finally do it. I know different coach. I actually like Herbert, but I don't know. I'm just demoralized by their efforts to actually challenge the Chiefs and fall short so many times. So, does that seem right? That they, though, would be the second, even with, you know, all that being said, and there's good reasons to get there. There's no other team other than Jacksonville that's less likely to win their division, like the Eagles with the Commanders and the Cowboys there, or who else? The NFC South, Tampa would be probably that team.
Yeah, basically.
You'd have Tampa being more likely to win their division than Kansas City.
Yep.
Okay.
That's like, what they've got.
Tampa's loaded on offense.
803-0550. By now, you may or may not have seen the video of a person falling off a raft while revealing the Browns helmet.
Okay, so you believe this could have been staged?
Yes.
Why?
Because here's the main reason.
It's not even like...
Hold on.
The camera view is like from a distance.
It's from a distance.
It's not even...
It's, of course, being filmed, and everybody knows that.
They know for sure. Oh, it's an unveiling, so yeah. I guess, yeah.
There are two reasons to think this thing is staged.
But they don't know that they're being on. They're taping.
Like, yeah, they do.
The guy... Who's taping? What's the chance? Is that like a local news station? They know that there's a camera from like a mile away from a local news station pointed at them?
Before you ask these questions, I'd like to submit one piece of evidence.
Okay.
All right? I want you to go right now on your phone. Of course, log into YouTube and subscribe and like and everything. But go to your phone and search the helmet reveal person falls in the water.
There's probably two, put it on the YouTube channel.
There's two pieces of evidence. Number one, the person falling just straight walks, and they walk like they are walking. Like when you're pretending to walk into a pool, when you're jumping in a pool to, like, I don't know, just to mess around. But that's not the big piece. The big piece is, the way to not take this seriously, look who reacts first and goes over.
Okay, well,
it's a pair of mascots.
Well, they are the only two that are there.
But hold on. The first mascot does not, oh my goodness, they throw a device into the water.
a gentle toss.
There's just a PFD right there to be thrown by a mascot.
Well, what do you want?
How many times in recorded history has a mascot thrown a personal flotation device to a person that has spontaneously fallen in the water? How many times in recorded history? They just, oh, look, it's Brownie the dog. He's got a PFD.
Okay.
Way to go, Brownie the dog.
Wait a minute. I've got a different view, and the mascots are definitely surprised by this. Have you seen this view?
Mascots are surprised by everything.
Have you seen this view from the back camera angle?
Okay, I got a new angle here. Oh, it's being filmed in HD. Yes, look at his reaction. Look at the dog's reaction. It's, oh, my goodness, that is fake.
He throws his hands out like, oh, my goodness, no. My guy just fell in the water.
If your guy just fell in the water, you would not mascot react. And that's 100% a mascot reaction. He backs up and throws his hands to the sides. If you saw someone fall in the water spontaneously, you would immediately rush to them. Instead,
he's in a mascot suit. Instead, what is he? He's not going to jump in the water with the. How is he possibly going to swim with all of that?
Your angle is more revealing of how fake this was in a totally staged event. Totally staged.
Let me see how the old woman reacts. We can't really tell. She's off camera.
It's all about the dog. The dog. Why is the dog even looking? You're in a. Oh, even better. Have you ever? Sorry, we're going
deep. He
does. I'm going deep.
He throws himself back against the like a 1930s sketch comedy. Like, oh.
If you have ever been in a mascot head, have you ever put a mascot's head on?
I have not.
You
no,
can't
I don't
see.
Think.
You have no peripheral vision.
But that's what I mean. You Hold want on. Him with that to jump in the water?
You no. I want you to watch it again.
All right.
Bring Gene Steratore out if you have to. You can only see straight ahead. And what is this mascot dog doing? He is watching him on purpose and turning to watch him fall to then immediately react and say, oh, my.
He's watching him on purpose. He's the guy that's recording them.
No.
He's looking at the camera.
Totally fake. Totally fake based on the dog mascot reaction.
I am. He definitely is selling.
Only,
throwing himself back
yes,
against the helmet with his hands
the
out.
The only way that mascot would see him fall in the water is if he were looking for him to fall in the water. Because you would not see the peripheral. He wouldn't see it. You can see nothing in a dog head costume. How many mascot heads have I put on in my life? One. The head of Abner Doubleday.
Uh-huh.
That's the only mascot head I've put on in my life.
Abner Doubleday.
Abner Doubleday, the Auburn Doubledays. You can't see anything.
What is the point, though, of throwing yourself off this thing when you're not even recording it yourself?
To go viral. That's the point.
But you are going viral. You've got a brown helmet. Unless that's what you're saying. Are they distracting people from how bad everyone's going to hate the helmet?
All right, we've got a good idea. Walter texts in on the chat. The person to ask is Billy Buffalo. Well, go talk to Billy Buffalo.
Would you be?
Do you think you would see this unless you were looking? And this is a
– Listen, that is this guy's steps are pretty genuine, I think. He's reaching out. Yeah. His foot's not dipping down like expecting to fall.
Oh, yeah.
His foot is expecting just
a person on a raft not looking where they're walking like everybody does when they're on a raft.
He's recording what's in front of him.
100% fake. That mascot gives a mascot reaction and not a human reaction.
The mascot, I can't get over
the
him.
The mascot. Like, he might as well say, Gadzooks. Gadzooks,
that
he's fallen. Totally fake. All right, we got to get a break in. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us and give us a take on Mascot Gate if you want that. Joe Brady at 9:15 here on WGR.